The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you, then, will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God, and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, today is the first Sunday of Lent, and we begin by going into the desert. Why do we begin here in the desert? St. Luke tells us that after his baptism in the Jordan River, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. We immediately sense that Jesus is on a mission. The first action of this mission, of his public ministry, is to retreat from the public and in a solitary place face God's primordial enemy. Why? Knowledge of salvation history helps us to answer this question. In the Garden of Eden, a place of sublime delight, God's enemy was allowed to tempt Adam and Eve to let their trust in God's fatherhood die. When they believed the serpent's lies rather than God, they decided to disobey him. We know the tragic consequences of that disobedience. Death came into the world through a state which we call original sin. When God formed a people for himself, the Israelites, they also experienced a time of testing. After they had been liberated from slavery in Egypt and had begun their journey to the promised land, they had to sojourn in the desert, where they faced shortages of food and drink, attacks by enemies, and the temptation to return to Egypt in their hearts by practicing the idolatry they had left behind there. God was teaching his people to trust him, no matter what. They found this hard to do. Over and over, they too let their trust in God's fatherhood die. Even when they reached the promised land, they refused to take possession of it, fearing its inhabitants more than they feared God. This final disobedience resulted in 40 years of wandering in the desert until the hard-hearted generation got what they wanted. They died before they could ever step into the promised land of Cana. Once we understand this history, Jesus' mission in the desert to face the devil takes on greater meaning. First, He was willing to fast for 40 days and nights. Adam and Eve fell for a tantalizing piece of fruit. The Israelites accused Moses of trying to kill them through starvation. Jesus willingly denied himself food, giving the enemy no foothold. When the devil urged him to command this stone to become a loaf of bread, he knew that in the Sinai wilderness, God told Moses to command the rock and make it produce water. The subtle suggestion was, if Moses could do it, why not you? Jesus, however, knew the reason why God allowed his people to experience thirst and hunger. Quoting scripture, he said, "One does not live by bread alone. It is trust in God that keeps a man alive." The devil then tried another approach, knowing that the Israelites always wanted to substitute a visible God for the invisible one. He tempted Jesus with visible earthly glory and power if he exchanged the worship of God for the worship of the creature, that is, the worship of a lie. Jesus knew the reason why God prohibited idolatry, quoting the exact words of Scripture, "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Worshiping a lie cannot produce life. Finally, the devil struck at the core of what can shake man's trust in God. Throw yourself down from the parapet of the temple. In a truly diabolical twist, the devil himself quoted scripture. He will command his angels concerning you to protect you. In other words, make God show up. Surely he would never let you suffer. Adam and Eve did not want to suffer the loss of what the forbidden fruit might do for them. The Israelites did not want to suffer the cost of trusting in a God that they could not see. The devil played on man's conviction that suffering cannot be part of God's plan for us. Jesus' answer silenced the devil again, using the words of Scripture. It is said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Jesus knew that man cannot use suffering to force God's hand. It cannot become an excuse to let trust in God's fatherhood die. Now we know why the Spirit led Jesus into the desert. In this solitary, haunted place, he faced down the attacks from God's enemy, to which all other human beings had succumbed. In his own person, he undid our mournful history. Something new was now beginning in the story of man. It was only the beginning, however. The devil departed from him until an opportune time. Lent will keep us focused as we too go on a mission and resolve to be fortified by the same thing which gave Jesus strength against evil. Like Jesus, let us cultivate a deeper prayer life. Let us turn to sacred scripture to discern God's will for us and to hear God speaking to us. Let us rely on the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit when we are weak and thank him when we are made strong. And when these 40 days of Lent are through, may we sing ever more joyfully that Christ has conquered sin and death. God bless you.